When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Blooming English, where we explore the many ways language works to shape how we communicate. Today, we're diving into a fun topic that's all about making our words pack a punch, intensifiers. Intensifiers are those little words or phrases we add to a sentence to make it stronger or more intense. You've definitely used them before, words like really, very, or absolutely. For example, instead of saying, "That's a good idea," you might say, "That's a really good idea," or even, "That's an absolutely brilliant idea." See how those intensifiers make the statement more powerful? In this episode, we're going to explore how intensifiers work, when to use them, and when they might be overused. We'll also look at how different English-speaking cultures use intensifiers in unique ways. By the end of this episode, you'll have a better sense of how to make your words stronger and more impactful, without going overboard. Let's get started. So what exactly are intensifiers? Intensifiers are words we use to give more strength or emphasis to what we're saying. They don't change the meaning of the sentence, but they definitely change the feeling behind it. It's the difference between saying something is good and saying it's really good or incredibly good. Common intensifiers. Let's look at some common intensifiers you've probably heard or used before. Very. Example, I'm very excited about this project. Really, example, that was really interesting. So example, it's so cold outside today. Absolutely, example, I'm absolutely sure this will work. These words are all about adding extra impact to your statement. They make the description or emotion feel stronger, more intense, and more important. How intensifiers work. When you use an intensifier, you're amplifying the word that follows it. It's like turning up the volume on your sentence. For example, saying the movie was good is a simple, neutral statement. But saying the movie was really good adds excitement and makes it clear that you're emphasizing just how much you liked it. However, intensifiers don't work well with every word. Some adjectives don't need extra emphasis, and using an intensifier can feel too much or unnatural. For example, saying it's very perfect doesn't quite work because perfect already implies the highest degree. In the next part, we'll look at when intensifiers are most effective and when they might be overused. Intensifiers can really make your speech or writing stand out. But like with many things, timing is everything. Let's look at when intensifiers are most effective and when you should be careful not to overuse them. 1. Adding emphasis. One of the most common reasons we use intensifiers is to add emphasis or emotion to what we're saying. Intensifiers help make our feelings or opinions come across more strongly. Example, instead of saying, "I'm tired," you might say, "I'm really tired." The intensifier "really" makes it clear just how tired you are. This works well in situations where you want to express your emotions clearly or make sure your point comes across as important. 2. Making comparisons stronger. Intensifiers are also useful when you're comparing things. They help make one thing sound much better, worse, or more intense than the other. Example, this phone is so much better than my old one. Or, this exam was way harder than I expected. Here, the intensifiers "so much" and "way" add extra weight to the comparison, making it clear that the difference is significant. 3. Creating drama or excitement. Sometimes intensifiers are perfect for building up drama or excitement in a conversation. Example, that was the most amazing concert I've ever been to. Or, this is absolutely incredible. In these examples, the intensifiers add excitement and energy, making the listener feel the intensity of the experience you're describing. 4. Be careful of overuse. However, be cautious. Too many intensifiers can make your language sound exaggerated or even lose its impact. If you constantly use words like really, very, or absolutely, they start to lose their strength and can make you sound less sincere. For example, saying, "It was really, really, really good," can sound a bit much. In this case, "It was incredible" might be a better choice. Intensifiers are most effective when used strategically. Use them when you want to amplify your message, but remember that less is often more.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While intensifiers are used in every English-speaking country, the types of intensifiers and how often they're used can vary quite a bit depending on the region. Let's take a quick look at how intensifiers differ across some English-speaking cultures. 1. The United States. In the US, intensifiers like really and so are very common in everyday speech. Example, "That's so cool," or "I'm really excited about this." Americans tend to use intensifiers frequently to add enthusiasm or emotion to their conversations. You'll often hear "super" used as an intensifier in the US, especially in casual settings. Example, "That's super interesting." 2. The United Kingdom. In the UK, intensifiers like "quite" and "rather" are more commonly used, and they often have a slightly different meaning than in American English. Example, in British English, saying "that's quite good" might mean "fairly good," whereas in American English, "quite" can mean "very good." Brits might also use "bloody" as an intensifier, though it's considered informal and a bit strong. Example, "that's bloody brilliant." You'll also hear "absolutely" used more frequently in British English, adding emphasis to words that already carry a strong meaning. Example, "that's absolutely amazing." 3. Australia. In Australian English, intensifiers like "heaps" or "totally" are common in casual conversations. Example, "that's heaps of fun," or "I'm totally ready for the weekend." Australians also use "dead set" to add emphasis, especially when they're expressing certainty. Example, "that's dead set incredible." 4. Regional differences and slang. Even within countries, you'll find differences in the types of intensifiers people use. For example, in the US, the West Coast might say something is "totally awesome," while people in the South might say it's "real good" or "mighty fine." These regional variations give English its rich variety, and they can make conversations more colorful, depending on where you are. Intensifiers in context. Remember, it's not just the word that matters, but also how it's used. In some cultures, using a strong intensifier like "absolutely" or "bloody" may be considered a bit over the top, while in others, it's perfectly normal. Being aware of these differences helps you communicate more effectively and respectfully across regions. That brings us to the end of today's episode on intensifiers. We've learned how these small but powerful words, like "really," "very," "absolutely," and "so," can transform a simple sentence into something much stronger and more expressive. Intensifiers help us add emphasis, create excitement, and make comparisons stand out. But remember, it's all about balance. Using them thoughtfully will keep your language clear and impactful. We also explored how different English-speaking cultures use intensifiers in unique ways, from "bloody" in the UK to "heaps" in Australia. Understanding these regional differences can add depth to your conversations and help you connect better with people from different places. If you'd like to learn more about intensifiers or dive deeper into other aspects of the English language, join us online for free lessons, materials, and more. We've got plenty of resources to help you keep growing your skills. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, keep your English blooming.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.